Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 after another, I just don't know.
No longer a small sample.
It's getting bigger, and it's 12 and 22 now, and it just doesn't seem. I mean, how many three and outs did they have this weekend? I mean, three and out.
Yeah,
Logan Gilbert.
Wrap my head around the term three and out for baseball, but that's what it is.
It is three and out. Three up, three down. I mean, Logan Gilbert just mowed them down. Like he's Cy Young. Holy crap. Just no opportunities. 0 for 2 Saturday with runners in scoring position. 0 for 2. Two opportunities with runners in scoring. Yesterday, 4 opportunities with runners in scoring position. 0 for 4. 0 for 6 Saturday and Sunday. Just, holy crap, just talk about boring and just bad baseball. You know, we weren't here, obviously, we did the show Friday, and they Renell Blanco looked okay. Renell Blanco was all right. They won that game. They won 5-3. They came up with a couple of big hits. They came up with the big seventh inning that they had to have. Altuve with the bunt that got Jake Meyers home to give them the lead, and then Bregman with a walk. The only thing that Bregman did all weekend was with a walk, and it hit a walk and an infield single. Man, oh man, is that dude? That is just pop. Captain Popout,
by the way, another Popout.
Yep, Captain Popout is just, holy crap. It is so bad right now. So bad right now. Then Yordan looks okay, and then he doesn't do anything. Kyle Tucker's the only guy that you can really depend on right now. Kyle Tucker's about it. John Singleton had a hit, had a homer.
Right.
And, that was really nice.
Singleton's one of your best four hitters right now.
That is so unbelievable.
Right, but he is.
So unbelievable. And you can't count on Josh Hader. What? I mean, you bring him in a tie game, and you just can't count on him. Another blown save yesterday because you had Abreu come in with the lead in the seventh inning, and he gives it up. They had a bloop hit. The balk is really – and Joe Espada – he starts to walk out of the dugout, and the umpire says, no, you're not coming out here. You're not arguing this call. How about an explanation? I just want an explanation.
Right.
What'd he do? What did he do? I don't – that's the second balk that umpire called on the Astros.
You should be able to get an explanation.
You should be able to get – no, this guy's got – he's got thin skin, boy.
Uh-huh.
And he called a balk last year on the Astros that cost him – but that balk was huge. Puts the runner in scoring position, a little bloop single up the middle, and you got a tie game. That's a huge call.
Yeah, it's a big call. It's a big call. And you had a combination of not coming. It was basically yesterday was an encapsulation of the entire season. You had where you couldn't continue to score runs. It was a systemic bullpen failure, piece by piece, smaller pieces, not one huge piece. But piece by piece, you had an inability to – well, I talked about scoring runs, an inability to put additional runs, to bring additional runs home. But at the end of the day, you had a little bit of adversity. As you mentioned, the ball go against you. You find ways to make sure that you expand on it. And then you have a free agent signing who – and this is 2 years in a row now – who just – I mean, has not even been even remotely close to the money. Now,
so,
I get that it's early and all that stuff, and you got him for a lot longer. But my gosh, Josh Hader hit all of the plate. I mean, just all of the plate with that pitch. All the plate. and Cal Raleigh just hit a rope. I mean, it was just a rope, and
on an 0-2.
Yeah,
on an 0-2.
How do you miss? How do you miss with two strikes like that? I mean, that is, you cannot do that. That's got to be pitcher's pitch, and you made it a hitter's pitch on an 0-2 count. I mean, that's, you know, you deserve to get beat for that. You gave him a pitch to drive in the middle of the plate? Golly, Josh Hader. I mean, that's terrible. So this is this nightmare of a season continues on, and this is the ultimate. Finally, the people who have wanted the Astros to fail are getting their wish, because this is as bad as I mean, it hasn't been. I guess it was for a little bit in 16. Okay, so 20 was bad. You had a losing season in 20. 20 is bad, but we had the pandemic going on. We had a lot more things on our mind.
Mm-hmm.
16 got off to a bad start, but then you rallied in 16. Right now, it feels like the rally is going to be tough to find. And I know that, who was it over the weekend? Was it, it was a former GM, not Billy Bean, the former GM, I'm trying to remember who it was, who said, you better get your licks in now with the Astros, because when all the pitching comes back, they're going to come roaring back. I honestly, I know that's historically accurate. I just don't feel like this is a roaring back season, no matter who comes back, because even, you know, we have to celebrate Hunter Brown having four walks and five strikeouts or whatever, and giving up five hits and four and a third.
He's the first that's going to get kicked out of the rotation.
Yeah, I mean he gives up. Okay, well, he gave up two earned runs. We have to celebrate little victories that are that you would never celebrate for anybody.
So the Astros had 26 innings at bats because they won on Friday night with eight. They only batted eight times. So they had 26 innings that they batted this weekend, and 13 of them, they were 3-0 down. Half of them. Wow. I mean, that is terrible,
that's just
boring,
not Astros baseball.
Just awful baseball. That is awful. I mean, and just not. If I would have went to that game Saturday, I'd have just been like, "Are you? This is the worst. It's the worst game. The most boring. Just the worst. Just the worst." People, you paid all that money, and there was a good crowd there, and well, there should be, because it's a Seattle series, a team that's leading the division, and you know that's been a rival of yours for the last couple of years, and just nothing. This team is so this is the most un-Astro-like team that we've seen in forever. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if Jeremy tweeted this out this weekend. He said, "I wonder with the last couple of years." I'm paraphrasing. Last couple of years with the free agent signings, if Jim Crane isn't going to be afraid to put big money out there anymore. I mean, when you talk about Abreu and his contract, Montero and his contract.
You're talking about big signings. These are nothing.
Josh Hader, $95 million?
You're talking about one guy, basically. Abreu is
$60 million.
He's not even $20 million. That's nothing compared to free. Hey, how about this? You're letting your best players leave. Or is he going to be afraid to keep letting his best players leave?
Well,
that's the question. Your own guys. Not a 36-year-old first baseman that Jeff Bagwell talks you into. Not a relief pitcher that you just overspent who was on your own roster. I mean, that's not free agent spending, Jeremy.
He didn't say free agent spending. He said sign guys to big contracts. And giving Montero that money and giving Abreu that money.
He should be afraid of those two contracts.
Given a reliever $20 million? Yeah, that's a big contract.
Okay, how about this? Those aren't big contracts. Is he going to be afraid to listen to Jeff Bagwell? That's honestly what it should be. Is he going to be afraid to listen to Bagwell and Reggie Jackson? It's not the contracts. It's giving a 3-year deal to Montero that's that high. That's not a smart. No one in the industry does that.
No, that's dumb.
That's not Astro-like. No. That made no sense. The Abreu deal didn't make a. The Abreu deal you could see, except for the fact that the analytics guys would have looked at the tail-off numbers and probably would have come to a conclusion that we cannot do a 3-year deal on this. I mean, worst case scenario is they would have said this has to be a 2-year deal because he's the numbers tell us and historical trends tell us this is where he's fallen off. That's what they would have looked at probably. He listened. He didn't have a GM. Got screwed on two of them. And then yes, the Hader deal is one like a free. Yeah, that's the first one that I can recall where he's making a deal other than keeping one of his own guys that he's reaching out and being aggressive. That's one of the first ones. And you're right. Maybe that does scare him, that Hader deal. I don't know, but I'm more afraid of the fact that everyone just leaves and he gets nothing in return for him. I mean, please, now you've done it because Bregman has no value. I wouldn't think. I mean, somebody could go bargain hunting for Alex Bregman. I might buy low on Alex Bregman if I were trading. I might try to say, hey, we'll get him in with our hitting coach and we'll get this thing fixed with Alex Bregman. It's worth giving up a double-A prospect for Alex Bregman. Maybe somebody will do that. Kyle Tucker, you're just going to let him walk. You're just going to let him walk, and we see what's – I mean, Loperfido's as good as he gets, I guess, right now. I don't know who all the other minor
Melton.
League prospects
Jacob
are.
Jacob Melton is their top prospect.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's going to be an outfielder.
And Chaz? And how's Chaz going to be for the future?
I don't know how Chaz is going to be. He's injured, okay? That's the problem, okay? That's the problem with this whole team. Injuries and suck. Basically just terribleness. That's what's wrong with this whole team, and it is just hard. It is, this is going to turn into a summer where we haven't done this since maybe 16. I mean, there was a time when the Astros in 16 were probably, you know what, this is forgotten because 15 was nice, but it was just a quick.
We're not counting 20.
A quick run
because 20 was we were talking Korean baseball. 20 is...
Well, that was the pandemic.
Yeah. I don't want to... That one doesn't count. 20
well,
doesn't count.
Yeah, but 20... Well, but even still, that was a 500 team. This isn't a 500 team. This isn't even
they
close.
They didn't even get
this
to
is not a.
No, right.
They were right around 500. They finished with one game under 500. This team is just awful. Just, I mean, it's not... It's one of the worst teams in baseball. This is one of the worst teams in baseball.
It's football season.
It's not football season, Dell.
It's football season.
No, it's not football season. I'm not sure if you heard. This is baseball
rookie,
season.
Rookie, isn't something going on with rookie minicamp or something?
It's football season.
Is there football season? I saw Byron Murphy doing something in Seattle. I think Houston. It is baseball season. I saw D'Amico Ryans hit a home run from second base and J.J. Watt's little thing. That he did.
Oh, J.J. Watt, who could be returning.
Yeah. Holy crap, it's football season.
It is football season. All right.
It's football season.
Our apologies, Nick. Apparently, it's football season. And you got NBA draft coming up. Before you know it, Caitlin Clark played on Friday and had 21 points. Like, there's a lot of things. If the Astros, we'll go back to women's basketball. If the Astros don't start playing better, it's that foray back into women's
basketball.
Wasn't
that a preseason game?
It's got to be.
No, it was.
She was literally just drafted.
It was a preseason game.
When my son Mason told me, you're making reference to
Caitlin's points in a preseason game?
Well, my son, I didn't even know she did. Mason goes, you see where Caitlin had 21? I'm like, she just got drafted. What do you mean she had 21? She just finished.
No. Well, that's why
college basketball and just got drafted.
That's why they have that draft right there so that they can play right away.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that is fast.
Yeah.
Angel Reese had a double-double. She just was in a gym saying hi to the local media. How did she have a double-double somewhere?
They had a week of camp, and then they start playing. Let's go.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
But they don't have the same schedule as men's basketball.
No, so we got time to pay him all that preseason money.
No, we're busy paying under $30,000.
Yeah, we got to
hurry up and shovel that $30,000 into their pockets.
Why don't you break it here, and we'll hear from JJ on the other side.
We had Kentucky Derby over the weekend.
Yeah, we did.
We had
and a great finish. We'll do all
some others. We had a lot of rain.
Well, we did have a lot of.
Did Insperity get anything off? They're done, right?
Yeah,
it just doesn't exist.
They
this
didn't
year.
Play the final round.
They played some rounds.
Yeah, they played. Yeah,
how's that possible?
I have no
with the
idea
rain
how they
that?
Played at all. But we came back from Lake Charles. The water is right up to I-10. I mean, it is right. The feeder roads are flooded on I-10.
It already is?
Out by
Handulac
or whatever it's called. I mean, anyway, out there out toward Beaumont, it is crazy how much water there is.
James got eliminated?
Yeah, that's some. Underdog Fantasy? Did you have a James in Underdog Fantasy?
No. No, I would never. Lower than is the and you would have got there with his points. He did go higher than with assists. But Underdog Fantasy has you covered for playoff basketball continues to roll on. Anthony Edwards is on an absolute tear. Jalen Brunson is on an absolute tear. You're going higher in their points. And frankly, a lot of times you can take points, rebounds, assists, and it's going higher as well just because those points are so high. But Underdog Fantasy has sometimes as many as 14 different statistical numbers for you to choose from for an individual player. So what I'm telling you is, oh, yeah, you have a lot of different stats to choose from. And the regular season basketball is over, but the playoff basketball is even better to watch and follow along with Underdog Fantasy. You're watching the games. Make your pick'em plays. Your pick'em allows you to pick between 2 and 5 players. You go higher or lower with statistics there, and then you can win real money. You can win up to 100 times your original play. It's real money, and it's completely legal here in the state of Texas. Just select higher or lower. There are endless projections to choose from. Create your own experience. Go study. Go study their previous games. Go study their matchups. Go into the statistics. Get deep in there and go find which numbers are soft. And you go higher or lower, and you win real money. You can use promo code Lance. I'm going to give you another way to win. Use promo code Lance when you make your first deposit, and they're going to double your initial deposit up to $100. So I just helped you win before you even win with your Pick'em Challenge. Make sure that you're 18 years or older and must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned about your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
That's my song right there. Under pressure, underpaid, and working overtime. That's me.
They made that about you?
That's about me. Yeah. You excited about Knicks Pacers?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm getting excited about playoffs. There's some...
Man, this round is good.
Yeah.
The Nuggets and the T-Wolves.
I think people are really sleeping on the Pacers. I think it is good for basketball. I typically don't care about this, but it's been so long. I think it's pretty good for basketball right now for the Knicks to be back. LeBron's not a factor anymore.
I'm not as excited about the East as the West.
No. But
I mean,
the Pacers,
these are good series.
The Pacers are one of these boring teams that people don't like. Kind of like when the Pacers were really, really good with Reggie Miller. Everyone was like, Pacers. But the Pacers were loaded with talent. But, you know, Brunson is phenomenal. Brunson's terrific. He's in a little Fred VanVleet body, but he's much more athletic than Fred in terms of his ability to get shots off. Great scorer. Anthony Edwards is becoming a young Jordan right in front of our eyes. It's truly amazing to watch. In terms of the Pacers, Pacers have a good squad. I think that's actually going to be a better series than people think. I think it'll be a good game tonight. You had Donovan Mitchell moving on, and he's kind of taken over that series. A lot of interesting, but Anthony Edwards, the game he had the other day, 43 against the Nuggets, beating Denver in Denver. You know, how does Denver respond? 6.5-point favorites at home. How do they respond after that first upset?
They better.
Because it was a good game for...
It was a low... Jokic, it was a hard game.
Jokic doesn't have bad statistical games. It just doesn't exist. But his friends are going to have to step up a little bit here. And not his brothers who will go punch people in the stands.
No.
I'm talking about his friends on the court.
Well, not Michael Porter's brothers.
No.
Not his brothers.
The brothers of... The Nuggets are a problem, whether it's the Jokic's or Porter.
No. The families, worst families, the Mahomes family, the Jokic family, the Porter family. The Porter family's the worst.
Well, I mean, they're having a bad run.
A few DUIs.
Okay,
someone died because of it.
Yeah,
you know
that's a bad one. The one where the guy
kicked out of the NBA for gambling.
Yeah, that guy just had some eye injuries. What do you want from him? Why is he so bad that he made $100,000 with eye injuries?
Wow.
He just said, "Oh, my back, my eye, I can't play. I guess all my props that I bet on myself go under." What? He didn't know he was going to get injured, John.
No, he didn't know. Yeah, he didn't know, and he didn't know why he was putting all that money on his unders. I'm not nearly as interested about the East. Early on in that game yesterday, it looked like, you wanted Orlando, Cleveland? Is this that's why you tanked the last game of the season?
Oh,
so you could get Orlando?
I thought they were going to get cooked
again. Well, they were stupid anyway, though, because it moved them into the fourth seed. In the second round, they get the Celtics. Don't you want to go as far as possible?
Yeah.
I mean, you get the Celtics in the second round. This is what you wished for? And you're gonna get your ass kicked by the Celtics now in probably four or five games, and that's why you tanked your last game of this. No, you could have been in the three seed and avoided the Celtics till the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
That was dumb. And Orlando Orlando was a big, and they were playing well. Paolo Banchero is real. Paolo Banchero is a player.
Yeah.
Now Franz Wagner, holy crap, elimination Franz. He was 1-for-15.
Elimination Franz.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that was a horrific, horrific
effort. He was awful. 1-for-15. And he's a good player. I mean, some guys step up, some guys don't. Paolo Banchero really stepped up. He's a good player. But then so did Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell just said, we ain't losing this game. We just ain't losing it. Man, you know what? All of those little scenarios about getting players, I wouldn't mind Donovan Mitchell at all here.
No.
I wouldn't mind. I mean,
no. No, one day, or somebody brought it up, and we kicked it around a little bit. But just think about that. You've got a go-to scorer who's much more efficient than Jalen Green. You got the go-to post player. So you got that old school. It's a tried and true combination for success. I mean, you know, it's relative to how far you go, but if you get the one guy really good post player, one really good guard, you could look at the Murray and Jokic if you want to look at it that way. Murray's a scoring one. I mean, then you start filling in with pieces around. So then you've got obviously Jabari, you have Amen Thompson, you have Van Vliet. I think it'd be a really fascinating team if you had Spider here. If you had Donovan Mitchell as your number two or number one scorer along with Alpi, it just feels like the pieces fit in more cleanly because everyone really knows their role. Because Mitchell comes in with a very defined role. He's a top two guy. With Jalen, okay, you give Jalen that role, he's still too inconsistent to really lock in. Now, would Cleveland want to do that? I don't know. I mean, Jalen's got – look, if you don't think you hang on to Donovan Mitchell –
he's not going to stay there. And who stays in Cleveland? Nobody's staying in Cleveland.
No, not really.
No. I mean
– Kyrie didn't.
Wouldn't you rather be here?
LeBron didn't. Yeah, you're right. They don't.
Well, did you see that Stephon Diggs is finding out about being in Houston versus being in Buffalo?
What? No, I didn't see. Did he say something?
Yeah.
Well
– y'all didn't tell me where – here it is. Y'all – Houston, damn, why y'all ain't tell me you missed one exit? You for sure added 17 minutes to the destination.
Oh, sometime that happens.
I swear I'm the best driver, too. Got me looking like, damn, is it right here or next joint? What's a joint? J-U,
that
a joint?
Next joint. Yeah.
The next joint?
That's why you hear people say John sometimes. It's the same thing. It's that next, yeah, that next spot. The next spot. Place. Yeah. Next place. John, giant. That next joint. Some people used to say joint. It means you can say it like that. John.
Yeah.
All those things are the next place or the next stop or the next thing.
Well, apparently, you know, he lived in Minnesota, which probably is okay. That's not going to be all that difficult. Lived in Buffalo. I don't know. They have like four stoplights in Buffalo, probably. Or I don't know. Man, come to Houston and you find out.
All yeah, right. You'll find out.
Yeah, mess what? Around, find out.
You'll find
about
out.
Driving cool. Here. About driving here, Steph. And oh, by the way, stay away from the Galleria. Stay away from the Galleria because you're adding 17 minutes every
and
time you drive through on 610.
Oh, for sure. And you could end up like Tank.
Yeah.
We don't need another wide receiver.
Oh, no, wait,
shot.
What? What are you talking about? I was in Florida, he got shot, not here.
I know, but here, this is our Florida sometimes.
No, we ain't mean about that.
People don't get shot around the Galleria?
Oh, well.
Okay. I guess we'll act like there's never gunfire around the Galleria.
Well, don't get no road rage here. That's for sure.
Yeah,
because that happens. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Steph, it's messed around and found out. Apparently, JJ is messing around. We will hear from him.
I'm tired of this.
No, this is something we got to watch for all season long. The JJ watch.
I know he's got to be. Come on, man. Let somebody else have a job.
No, JJ hates the spotlight.
Let somebody else have a job. I know. JJ I know he does.
Hates the spotlight.
I know he does.
Okay.
Can somebody else have a job? I mean, honestly, you're going to take someone else's chance to play football.
We'll hear from him on the other side, dude. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, did you get up and get after it? How is your coffee? I know mine is awesome. Look, I got my free rain mug right here. Do you have a free rain mug? No, but you can get one. You can get 20% off, too. Site-wide, doesn't matter what you're buying because you're an ESPN 97.5 listener. ESPN 20 is the promo code when you go to 975coffee.com, 975coffee.com, and get your free rain on. I love me some free rain. You'll love your some free rain. I'm a big Texas pecan guy. I like pecans, though. You know what I'm saying? I love that taste. I like some full body flavor with my coffee. Not the bitter coffee that you get. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. You don't get that. You want the French roast, you get the American dirt. You want the Arabic blend, you get the Homestead. You want the Colombian coffee, you get the Mesteno. Whatever it is that you're looking for, full body flavor, okay? Slow roasted, small batches. You can get beans, grounds, or pods. You get it all at 975coffee.com. I love my free rain coffee. You'll love your free rain coffee as well. And if you were a veteran, go there. And if you are in the military, military wives will get a free bag of coffee from Free Rank Coffee. Go find out for yourself at 975coffee.com, ESPN 20 for 20% off site-wide.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I went to the Nugget this weekend in Lake Charles, and holy crap.
Want to save this for what did you learn?
The DraftKings Sportsbook fills up.
Does it?
Oh, my God. For the fights? It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
the Canelo fight.
The Canelo fight. Yeah. And it was packed in there. But the big UFCs. This wasn't a big card for UFC. I did bet Pantoja, like John Chill told us. I bet Pantoja submission. He got a decision. He didn't submit him.
Well, that's why I was plus 1600.
1600. Yeah. I mean, I've got to picked up 1700 on that.
That'd have been nice.
Picked up. Yeah.
Nice.
So,
and also it was derbies, so they were running in there for the
derby. No, you can't bet horses there because of Delta Down so close.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't bet horses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I was like, hey, because I met John there and Mike Buckley over there. We had a couple of drinks at the bar, and I was like, all right, let's bet. What do you guys like on the ponies? They're like, no. Oh.
That's a what did you learn?
Now? Yeah, that's a what
you
did you learn?
Could have been a what you did you learn this
weekend? Well, you could stop quicker. You could stop at Delta Downs. You can go right here. We had at Sam Houston track, Race yeah. Park. Sam Houston Race Park had a great day because they staggered their races in between the races at the Derby.
Yeah,
and so you had action. All day long.
You got action running. Yeah. Mystic Dan was the winner.
Mystic Dan by a nose.
It was a good race.
That was the closest race since 1947.
Really?
With three horses, but within a nose and a nose.
Yeah, within a nose. It was really good. You know, they always have a prop bet for those races. Over under one and a half lengths is the over under for the finish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, always. 1.5 lengths is under. The over under. And that was under.
Under hit. Holy
that
crap.
That was under, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good race. Mystic Dan fell. But Mystic Dan doesn't look like it's going to be running on a Preakness. I mean, that's
some of these horses are not set up to run all three, so it's not. That's why it's hard. It's one of the reasons.
I think
it's
you
hard.
Should be required
race two
because it loses a lot of luster.
Well, you can't for the health of the horse. Sometimes
screw
it's not
the horse,
great. And for some of them,
I'm
they
talking
can't,
about our for our benefit.
Yeah, they're not doing it.
Okay.
Well, they try to entice them with a big, however many a million they win or whatever they win for, if they get the Triple Crown, but they're not. You know, a lot of the horses are not built to run at distances, so they won't run the Preakness.
Yeah.
They're not going to run the Preak. What's the last one?
The Belmont.
The Belmont. Which one's the longest? It's the Belmont, isn't it?
The Belmont.
Or is it the Preakness?
At this point. I'm
trying to remember.
At this point, no one knows.
So some it's horses aren't going to run that. There are other horses that are don't. A lot of times the Japanese horses won't run all three. Did you see how many?
Why are you being racist against Japanese
it's
horses?
True. It's true because I follow this from time to time, and they don't like some of them won't. The trainers
Japanese
just say
horses don't like. To
they
run
believe
longer.
That it's too dangerous for their horses.
Yeah.
You have a horse that you have to put down. That could be millions and millions out of your pocket for stud fees. Don't forget that. Did you see how many horses were direct descendants from Sunday Silence? the great 1989 horse. A ton of horses, well, a ton of them, like four horses in that race were direct descendants from Sunday Silence. Like, that's the money. Yeah, yeah, race. Now get on out there and start doing stuff.
What?
That's how you make your money. That's what I'm saying. You don't want your horse to get injured and you got to put the horse down on the track or whatever. No, he's got to do some stuff.
Yeah, no,
that's when you start making the coin.
Yeah, yeah. The
long, this racing's all for
the Belmont is by far the longest triple crown race, just so you know.
Yeah, okay.
I knew that. That's the hardest one.
So it's hard to get. You can win one and two, but it's hard to get three because it's so different than one for sure.
Oldest and longest of the three classic races is the Belmont. So that's the toughest one. The Preakness actually is the shortest of the three. So, yeah, you gotta withstand. Hey, that's the way it should be. You got to withstand. But I don't care. You know what? If you win the Kentucky Derby, you should be out there, horse. I mean, what? Oh, and we talk about the NBA and guys not wanting to play.
Right? Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, come on. Get out there. Oh, you ran a mile, and now all of a sudden we can't run anymore? I mean, that's ridiculous. You see, I bet a Kenyan horse would run.
But a Kenyan horse would be good.
Yeah, but a Kenyan horse.
I wouldn't run the sprints, but distance.
Distance.
Of course, they don't run the marathon Belmont races. What's a marathon race for a horse?
Belmont.
That's as far as it goes.
That's it.
No, something on Yellowstone, where they're traveling for days.
Yeah. They do that. Yeah, they absolutely have. In Saudi Arabia, I think they have. Like, remember there?
Sure.
They're for days they're racing for days. Yeah. So, those horses can run for days, but you can't run? Stop. That's ridiculous. That's embarrassing. J.J. Watt asked whether or not he's going to come back. And listen, J.J. Watt, he just hates the attention. He just hates it, which is why he goes on with Pat McAfee. He just hates the attention. He doesn't want to be in the spotlight. He's always hated that. You know, when Hard Knocks was here, you know, JJ wasn't going to be out there working extra to be, you know, to have his own spotlight. It wasn't going to happen. No, dude likes the spotlight a little bit, and apparently he wants people to keep asking him whether or not he's going to continue to play.
And I'm a very fortunate, lucky man. I got a beautiful wife. I got a beautiful son. I've had 12 great years in this league, and I'm very thankful to have walked away healthy and playing great. I told D'Amico last year, I said, don't call unless you absolutely need it, but if you ever do call, I'll be there. But he knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it. This is the last year I'll tell him that, because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training, but he knows that if he ever truly does need it, I'll be there for him, but I don't anticipate that happening. They got a very good crew.
So he just wanted you to know that you can't rule him out. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants you to know, you can't rule me out now. I'm still training. So, yeah, if D'Amico needs it, I'll definitely come and play. Like, okay, can someone else have a job? Let another guy have the roster spot so that he can play and try to get vested and he can retire and potentially help his children through college? Can somebody else have a job? Somebody, and I'm not talking about the number two guy next up. I'm talking about a guy on the roster, somebody who's just trying to get to a pension number, not somebody who's trying to get generational wealth.
Well, how about – I don't care about his generation. I don't care about a guy who's trying to get on – a roster. I care about winning. And if D'Amico needs him, he's going to be there for him. He's a Texan for life. Put a statue up of JJ.
Bury him here.
He's a young man.
No, we bury him in the H. I'm sorry. You haven't never heard the phrase bury me in the H?
Yeah, I've heard the phrase bury me in the H. And you know what? I think he already has been buried because nobody's seen him. Okay.
Who?
McCullers.
I had to make sure you say the name.
Yeah, that's right. I think he is. Nobody's seen him except when he's opening coffee houses or something, or liquor stores or whatever he's doing.
It's craft cocktails. It's not liquor stores. It's craft cocktails.
Whatever.
And it's a coffee brand, Maven. Pitch. It's not coffee stores.
How about
stores.
Pitching? And how about we raise you from the dead?
It's coming.
And pitch.
How about by the time McCullers and Garcia get back, the season's already over.
It's over.
Like, you guys have missed you've missed 3 years in a row, basically, Lance.
Basically? No, not basically. He has missed. He's missed three years.
Nah, he pitched in a World Series. He didn't miss it.
Did he?
Yeah, he pitched like seven games.
Yeah, he pitched in a World Series. They got slapped. That was the game they got slapped in Philadelphia. Destroyed. Lance McCullers start. just leave him out there. Yeah, give up another homer. Who cares? We're gonna get crushed this game. I mean, honestly, that's the last we've seen of Lance McCullers getting destroyed in the World Series. That's awesome. Pitch. How about this? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Okay, so here's the deal. If you've never heard this before, you're in your car right now. You learned something this weekend, be it about your wife, be it about your job, be it about your kids. You learned something about, I don't know, you learned something about the government. You learned something about Tom Brady that you didn't know before.
Ooh.
You learned something about sports. Is there anything about sports you learned this weekend? Yeah, you learned something this weekend, and you have one sentence to tell us.
Did you learn something about karate?
Did you learn? You might have learned something about karate. It doesn't matter what it is. You learned something, and you got one sentence to tell us next. So give us a call, 713-780-3776. The phones will be lit up. You, my friends, as soon as somebody gets off, you get in, or call right now, 713-780-3776. Hey, I want to talk right now about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. They got some stuff going on right now, bro. They really got some great stuff going on at Chastang Ford. Ford is kicking off an exclusive SUV sales event. They are continuing the unbeatable 1.9 for 72 months offer on all 2023 F-150s. They only have 14 left in stock, so you have got to get there. And listen, I've been talking about this, and as a matter of fact, I asked the question last week, and Allie answered it for me. She sent me the email. Yeah, we still have 14, and we got 1.9% financing for 72 months. That is ridiculous. 1.9% financing in this economy, that is the best. You're not finding that anywhere else. So let's go. And an exclusive SUV sales event. It is the best. You want to start the adventure? This year, an amazing 2.9% financing for 72 months on all 2024 SUVs, including the Bronco, the Explorer, the Mustang Mach-E, all electric. No payments for the first 90 days. No payments for the first 90 days and 2.9% financing for 72 months on Bronco, Explorer, and the all-electric Mustang Mach-E. At Chastang Ford, straightforward, no hidden fees, no dealer add-ons. It's what they do. You're looking for the best deal that you're going to find on any 2023 or 24. Right now, it's at Chastang Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, let's go. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? One of our most popular. And as soon as somebody gets off, you get in. As soon as somebody gets off, you get in. Dell, do you have anything this week or you want to wait? You want to wait? Do you have anything this week? Or do you want to wait? Why don't you wait? We'll get guys in here. Oh, La Raza finally showed up on time. I've been disgusted with him. If you want to know the truth.
Oh, yeah. I learned something this weekend. I learned that Saltburn was way worse than you guys told me. It's way more than just doing that to a grave.
That's one sentence. Yeah, no.
You didn't tell me about the vampire scene. You didn't tell me about the vampire scene.
No, I didn't tell you about that. What about the bathtub scene?
You didn't tell me about the bathtub scene. That was the first sign, like, okay. This is rough.
I told you it was rough.
It was. Oliver was a problem.
No, listen, that's it. That's all you got.
Baby reindeer rough?
Yeah. I mean, the vampire scene was rough.
Yeah. I thought the bathtub scene was. Let's go. Ocho, ¿qué pasó, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that Texas high school track is the best in the nation because multiple schools broke national records this weekend.
Yeah, Atascocita, pretty damn good. Marshall, pretty damn good. We good. No, we good here. Let's go. Nice. Nice, Ocho. That's the way to start. You see, Ocho learned something. Lance, not very good at it. He had two or three sentences. Ocho, very good at it. Way to go. Chris, What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, guys. I learned, and I'm going to keep this clean for the advertisers, I learned that Tom Brady would rather joke about 9/11 than Robert Kraft going to South Florida.
Man.
Yeah.
He did not like the Robert Kraft joke by Jeff Ross.
No.
Jeff Ross said something about, you want a massage? And everyone laughed, and because you're supposed to be uncomfortable to roast.
Yeah.
I mean, you are. You didn't like it. You don't like it.
I was so uncomfortable, I couldn't.
Everybody went hard. This was not a PG roast. No. Now, this is a real roast.
Oh, no. Kim Kardashian caught it for some reason.
She got booed while she was trying to roast. She should have never showed up.
La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
El Juanito y...
Balloon.
Para tres, gentlemen, buenos días.
Buenos.
So, what I learned over the weekend was, apparently if you have a southern accent and say gang gang bang bang niner gang, it gets you banned from the Dell show.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Who did that?
What happened?
Well, some guy called in, not just with a southern accent, but with a, yes, sir, Mr. Dell. I was like, all right. Because the show has become everyone impersonating everyone else. So I said, okay, you can't do that anymore. I didn't say you're banned. I said you can't do that anymore. And then I banned Julian for doing the Bang Bang Niner gang. I hate that. Yeah. I told him not to do it anymore, and he still did it, so he had to go.
That's it. Beat it, Julian.
But yes,
Julian, no one has to hear your 49er calls anyway.
Yeah, and it's for a week, not a full-time ban, but yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Dell? Yeah, that's got to... I can't have that.
Who did that?
Julian, I don't know.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dell.
The point is...
We're not doing that on that show.
People call in with fake accents. I have to discern who's calling and who it is, and then, yes, sir, Mrs. Dell, sir. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay. All right.
Good Lord.
Wow. Boromir Bagwell's calling in. All right, Boromir Bagwell, what up?
I learned this weekend that if you win a World Series without me, you will never win another one, and the Horn of Gondor will never sound again.
You nerds have to.
You have to be real nerdy.
Well, you nerds, tell me what does that mean? Can you decipher that nerd?
Is that when he was getting killed? Hell, he had all the arrows in him.
No. You should know the Horn of Gondor, isn't that like the thing that calls Gondor to war or something
right,
like
right,
that?
Right, right, right. Yeah, and they, I don't know. No one knows. I'm not that deep. I read the books and I watched the movies and I don't, the Horn of Gondor. Yeah, I guess he was pissed about something that he called the, never mind.
Yeah.
Tom.
It's too far.
What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, Tom?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned when your friends with benefits decides to start talking politics, there will be no benefits.
Huh.
Yeah, well, you got to just keep your mouth shut unless she's not getting benefits now. Like, I don't know, your friends with benefits, you mean you don't want to have any more benefits with that friend.
Hmm.
That makes sense. Politics ruins a lot of things.
Oh.
Yeah, he had something going,
and then
politics ruined it.
Well,
I mean, you had to know that was potentially going to happen.
Yeah, especially if you said, hey, can't wait to vote for Trump, that'll kind of hurt with a lot of relationships, probably.
What if she said that to Tom?
What if, maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Or I'm going to vote for Biden. That'll ruin a lot of relationships,
politics
too.
Out of your bedroom.
Yeah. No. Tom, you should know better than that.
Use your mouth for other things.
Hey, say that for your filthy show.
Charlie, what'd you learn this week in one sentence?
Hey, guys, I learned that every time John says Astros are going to do this or the Texans going to go, this is the greatest season of the Astros, always bet the under on that.
Mm.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah.
They're blaming you now for the Astros' downfall.
Yeah, because it's going to be the greatest season ever? It still could be.
No, you said the greatest team ever.
This could be the greatest team
ever.
It's
going to take
what
a
if they
run
go
like
140
we...
and 22?
If they win,
then all of a sudden, all of you are like, oh, maybe John knows something.
Is Josh Hader going to pitch again? Because I feel like he's going to blow this.
Yes, we'll wait.
No, Josh Hader's done, I think. Keith, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend with rainouts on Friday and Sunday, Scott Dunlap wins the Insperity playing 36 holes on Saturday.
36 holes, how about that? 36 holes. Yeah, they got two rounds in. They had to shut down the last round. It's bad up there. Holy crap. Highland Pines? Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, no tournament tomorrow for everybody that signed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to make sure you say that.
The course was underwater. It was, you couldn't see the first hole. It was just water.
My wife was out in Kingwood at her parents' house this weekend, the whole weekend. She was,
it's
like,
just,
man,
terrible.
It was really bad out here.
David, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Taylor Pendrith's wife must have got out of line because she had a black eye.
Whose wife?
Taylor Pendrith, who won on the tour this week. Oh. He won the Fort Worth.
Oh, I learned that if you start something with Kendrick Lamar at all, he will try to make sure that you are completely eviscerated beyond. And
no, you've already done one.
Yeah, yes, you can.
And now you're doing
this
again.
I learned a lot of things.
No, you only get. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I said you already had.
I was on the middle of my sentence.
Your six sentences.
I was in the middle of my sentence.
Oh no.
Yeah, but this is your eighth sentence.
You already did one.
The problem is this is your eighth sentence.
Yeah. No, I was in the middle of a sentence, a single sentence.
It's not true.
Tommy Stark, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, what's going on? That kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, but anyway, I learned that Champagne Poppy has a secret daughter.
Yeah, but did she, though? Because I learned that supposedly they tricked Kendrick with fake information for him to bite on and go with, which that seems a little suspect.
Yeah, it's what happened over the weekend. But I learned anyone who believes that story is dumb. Oh, I tricked him? But then, what? You didn't
trick him.
We put
information out there.
Including that I'm a pedophile. No, you didn't put that out there.
I know Kendrick came back with... Apparently, there's a leak in the Drake camp.
But then you missed the second story is it's an intentional fake leak.
Oh.
They're setting him up with bad information that he didn't fact check. And
because
so
the Drake
as
camp.
If that wouldn't murder him as soon as that information came. It's just...
It's nonsense.
It's getting to be a little too much now.
It's always been a little too much.
Well,
who cares?
The culture does, and apparently, and if we're going to go by who's winning, the culture siding with Kendrick on this one, at least so
I've
far.
Learned
well,
it.
Apparently, yeah, Kendrick
I've learned
is destroying.
It. If you are a biracial rapper, you will never be accepted into hip-hop.
No, I think the biggest issue is not just being biracial.
Well, that came up a lot for a lot of people.
Allegedly using black artists to further yourself but not giving anything back. That was apparently the biggest issue. You could be biracial, but don't be a colonizer.
A colonizer in rap? A rap colonizer?
He said don't go down to the South, take what you want, profit from it, and then leave when
How
you've got
he
what
do
you
that?
Want.
He's just,
that's what that's
Do they
that's
know
the
that Drake lives here?
Toronto.
He's coming after Houston's own Drake. No, he lives here now. They just came out. Houston, you going to take this from Kendrick?
He doesn't.
Y'all, somebody needs to say something to him.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be me. Houston, say something to him,
Have you
John.
Seen anybody say anything to Kendrick yet?
No.
No.
John needs to say, speak up for Drake. Houston's own?
Ooh.
Houston's own Drake?
Yeah, I don't want to get in the middle of that. I don't want Kendrick coming after me. I know that.
Look at you falling down out of time. Your kids are going to be sad when they're at your funeral because you fell off of a stool.
Who like, did I fall down?
I don't want to.
That's roasting you.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't want to come after. I don't want to come after me.
I remember the time you left shoes on top of your car.
Like, bring out all that stuff.
Always running out of gas with your sorry ass.
Like, I mean, I have tried to push the limits and run out of gas before, but not for years. And I left my shoes on top of my car when I drove off and had to wear spikes.
And you're
into
not
the
exactly
show. That was years ago.
A
Kendrick.
GPS either. You went
no.
when you went to College Station and ended up in Galveston.
You got to thank Apple for making Waze and Apple Maps.
How do you go south? And by the way, all this has been brought to you by Free Rain Coffee.
Free Rain Coffee, baby. Get Up and Get After It brings you What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence, Free Rain, baby. That's the best. I'm telling you, you will love Free Rain Coffee. To go to 975coffee.com, 975coffee.com. And finally, Isaac, finish us off strong.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I learned this weekend that Rob Gronkowski will spike just about anything.
He will. Yeah. He don't care. He's going to spike it. He is going to spike it. And I'll tell you, Nikki did the best one on Gronk. That was funny. That was hilarious.
We may hear that later. We may hear that later.
Yeah. 8 o'clock, ESPN. Oh, that's going to be in.
Oh, my God. You get the roast.
I mean, I could grab everything. It'd be the entire segment, but we have some diversity in there.
Okay. We will do that a little bit later.
You'll hear, like your show.
You will hear from the Tom Brady roast right here on ESPN.
No, John's got to get to a break.
What'd you say?
John's got to get
speak
to a break.
Speak up. Don't
you
sneak
let
this.
The one guy do Miss
Don't be
Adele.
Drake. Don't be Drake and sneak this. What'd you say?
I just sneak this him. He goes, yeah, we got some diversity in there. I said, unlike your show.
Yeah, that is true.
How so?
You're banning everyone. You're banning Miss everyone
Adele.
Who's not exactly like you.
That's not diversity.
Whoever's not exactly like you, you're banning from your show.
No, I'm not. I'm just not going to allow, yes, Miss Adele, so.
Miss Adele.
No, I'm just not going to allow that.
Stop saying that out loud.
Maybe you should call John Dasmid and get a lawsuit going.
Well, I mean, if you've been personally injured, I don't think John does hurt feelings.
Driving to Louisiana? In Louisiana, Dasmid, what, billboards.
You have to. You ever driven through Louisiana?
Yeah.
I know you've made that drive.
Yeah.
How many times have you been stopped because of an accident?
A bunch.
A bunch.
A bunch.
If it's not some but type of construction.
But I saw John Dasmid right up there on the billboard.
John Dasmid is heavy in the heavy on the coast. That's where a lot of the refinery blasts happen. The offshore stuff happens there. He's down in Victoria, headed towards Port Arthur. You'll see his stuff all over the place. He's out in Richmond, Rosenberg, where if you have former high school players who have NIL deals, he'll put their billboards out where they, you know, were out where they played high school. John Dasmid is a personal injury lawyer here in Houston who is the best at what he does. I mean, the absolute best. He's number one in the state of in the city of Houston. He is one of the biggest in the state of Texas. 10 different locations. He's got tons of lawyers, and the reason he has so many lawyers is because he wants them to be able to handle the caseload properly so that you can get the most vigorous defense, not defense, the most vigorous representation that you can find. Because if you've been injured, you got to have all your bills paid. You got to have your physical therapy paid. Surgery's got to be paid for. Your time missed from work, that's got to come out of the other person's pocket, the insurance company. And he wants to make sure that your pain and suffering is rewarded too. A legitimate reward for your pain and suffering, because for some people, it is pain and suffering that you are going to have for a lifetime. That's how serious some of the injuries can be. And John Dasmid deals with that on a daily basis. Have a law firm represent you who is going to fight tooth and nail for you, and that's the Dasmid Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DasmidLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.